brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to news blitz through a bunch of headlines, which means I'll get to about two or three and then stop on one in the next segment. Then we're going to take some phone calls, and Wayne Madsen's popping in for about 20 minutes. I'm going to continue with calls, and then Max Kaiser's joining us. Amazing. Google passes $800 billion in total value. Government pink slips printed as Congress vacations. Daring mega heist nets $500 million in raw diamonds. Another business visited by Obama closes. Changes in tax structure creating angst among low middle class. Well, yeah, it's designed to get rid of the, make the poor even poorer, get rid of the middle class. Because Obama's a nice guy. I mean, he's not racist. He's part, well, only half of him's racist. He's half white. But he wouldn't lie to you because he's liberal. I mean, he's USDA to illegal aliens. Don't worry, food stamps won't affect citizenship chances. Can I go to Mexico and get some food stamps? No, but I'm a racist. I don't even have a right to speak. I mean, whites are the devil. Update, Russian foreign minister finally takes Kerry's call. We're going to get into all that. Kremlin accuses a Texas mother of killing adopted son. Son trashes Ted Turner in race. That's amazing. Of course, I'm reading off the Drudge Report. The really important news is Robert Plant hints he's open to Zeppelin reunion. How are you do that without John Bonham? Jason Bonham. Well, you're John Bonham. We'll call him Jason Bonham. Yeah, John Bonham's son. By the way, Robert Plant hints he's open to Zeppelin reunion. See, they're talking to me sometimes. That's why you'll hear me talking to myself. And perhaps I'm crazy. Perhaps I need Prozac. So that's some of the news up at the mighty DrudgeReport.com. Look at this headline. Man burned to death may have spontaneously combusted. And, of course, Drudge was linked yesterday to our article about the announcement that, yes, we're going to have drones for, quote, public safety reasons. Kind of like the surveillance cameras are for public safety. The TSA dragging your two-year-old away to a private room for personal inspection. That's for public safety, ladies and gentlemen. So that's just some of the news that is up at DrudgeReport.com. Also, Colorado College advises vomiting or urinating to stop rapists. That's actually better than scissors. But I guess the liberals that wrote those policies think that normal people are as neurotic as them and can just vomit on command. That does sound like some whacked out authoritarian that calls himself a liberal who can like projectile vomit on command, like a semi-automatic vomit machine. You're trying to rape me like you're a bird or something. You just vomit on somebody. What about Homeland Security? If someone starts shooting up your house or business, fight them off with scissors. Scissors are okay, see, because that can't fight a tyrannical government. Guns for self-defense, not good. Senator John Allen retiring was nominee for NATO's Supreme Allied Commander post. Yeah, they're purging the military at about one top brass a week. And, of course, you saw the last SecDef nominee, Hagel, saying that the military is not following Obama's orders and isn't under their New World Order control. And the media, the left media, spun that like, oh, that means they're war hawks and Obama can't control them. No, it's the opposite. They don't want to attack Iran. They don't want to be arming al-Qaeda. They've been saying no to all these new wars. They've been saying no to false flags. That's the real scoop. Scoop. Okay, we're going to come back and get into all of Obama's golfing because you need to work harder so you can pay more taxes to the foreign banks. All right, we are going to come back here. And there's also another report I need to get to. It dovetails the mainstream news admitting the sweeteners are hurting people, the artificial sweeteners, about TV dumbing kids down. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are mysterious deaths taking place, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. Assassinations, fake suicides, you name it, Breitbart-isms. Police hunt for two men after oil chief, the European head of ExxonMobil, executed in the streets of the Brussels capital. And we're going to talk about how that ties into author and former intelligence contract pilot accused in murder-suicide. That's their favorite way to kill you and your family and then blame it on you. Absolutely the height of total wickedness. That way they demonize whoever they assassinate as well. That is just some of what we're going to be covering. I already got into this some, but it shows how desperate the system's getting. WWE, that's one of the biggest TV events out there other than NFL, has a guy that tries to discredit the Tea Party, Jack Swagger, and then his manager, saying, you know, basically that if you don't have open borders, you're a racist. That's basically, they come out and put out ridiculous debates that are pro-Tea Party, meaning to demonize the Tea Party. And, again, that's a big Republican outfit broadcast on Fox television and Sky television in Europe. And it's all tied into the Republican Party and Karl Rove to demonize, well, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, and Glenn Beck. They have these guys say horrible things and then talk about what fans they are of Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, and Rush Limbaugh. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's done for propaganda purposes. WWE creates racist wrestler to demonize Tea Party. A prominent American scientist calls for eco-dictatorship worldwide under UN rule. A city of L.A. targets InfoWars over illegally posted signs. This is a very important article because it shows the end of due process. And you won't believe who's getting away with paying zero taxes. All the middle class gets hammered. All the big money is tax exempt. And then they lobby, gee, us rich people don't pay enough taxes. Better raise them because they get your money in banker bailout and corporate welfare. Maryland County bans gun shows. Pretty amazing information. TSA screeners continue to lie to passengers about legality of recording at checkpoints. And another big article, Democrats introduce bill to allow police to search homes of gun owners in Seattle. Well, for the state of Washington itself. And it just shows how draconian is. 15, 16 states now have bills introduced, Democratic Party supporting them, to physically ban all semi-autos. But they're saying, hey, nobody wants your guns. It's a conspiracy theory. Don't read the fine print. Trust us. We're nice people. We're liberals. We're liberals. We're nice people. Never mind those drones. Never mind the checkpoints. Never mind we just bought. They're now reporting. I'm sorry. I said 1.75 billion. That was the latest numbers I had. I hadn't added all the purchases up. WorldNet Daily and Breitbart have. It's over, and I went and looked at it. It's true. It's $2 billion plus in the last just year. I mean, it's not counting what they bought in 2011. So I've been underestimating. I apologize. Of course, the media says I made it up. There's no bullets. And they have fine print that I'm correct, but still I'm a conspiracy theorist. It'd be like if, you know, somebody walked up and gave me a, you know, 100-carat diamond for free, and it turned out it was a real diamond. But, you know, you just say, oh, it's not real, and throw it in the ditch, you know. That's kind of how it works. Let me go over some of this other news. I've told you this about 100 times, but here it is. Childhood TV addicts more likely to commit crime, major study shows out of New Zealand, the University of Otago, tracked 1,000 children born in the 70s through to today. And they found that much more likely to be involved in crime, violent, mental illness, you name it. And the reason that is, they don't know why. Really, all the simulated violence and murder and killing, they're not real people to a great extent. They're biological programmed androids, as the globalists in the 40s said they would do with TV. You can read the books written, I think one of them is The Five Arguments for the Abolition of Television. I read that book many years ago. It was at the Four Arguments, exposing how it was done. Bernays talked about it. I mean, it's on record that it's not even so much the medium. That's part of it, that it's a spectator thing. But you just start seeing everything is not real. And then through that medium, the murders, the death, the killings. I mean, there's a reason almost every mass shooter has been a white, goth, devil worshiper, shoot 'em up first-person video game head. And I'm not persecuting goths. I'm not saying you're all guilty. I'm saying in a profile, can you argue with the fact? They're programmed by the goth, devil, vampire, death culture that permeates the last 20 years. That's artificially force-fed. It's artificially force-fed. And they play first-person shoot-em-ups. They get depressed. They're unhappy. They're not climbing hills. They're not getting in fistfights. They're not catching fish. They're not, you know, whitewater rafting down the rapids. They're not getting turned down by a girl, but getting accepted by a girl. They're not going through adversity. They're not going to even, I even respect gangs that go to old-fashioned gang street fights, you know. At least it's something real. Not that I ever was part of anything like that, but the point is that they've never lived in the real world, ladies and gentlemen. And so they are absolutely disconnected from reality. And so the only reality is mass shootings, death, murder, blood, Satanism, Harris, Kleibold, Lanza. About 9 out of 10 times, I've only found a few where they're not, they are into nihilistic death cult vampirism. Hitler-loving. And they're like, well, these kids were Jewish. Why'd they love Hitler? Because it's the worst thing. You know, it's like preacher's daughters are well-known to be the wildest thing you could ever imagine. It's the old joke of, yeah, I just moved to this small town. I want to find a hot date. I'm gonna go to church. My dad used to tell me about that when I was a kid, and I didn't believe him. That's amazing. You can go pick the preacher's daughter up in about 30 seconds. And it's like the Jewish kids are into Hitler. The preacher's daughter's into doing crazy things in the back seat of the car. But the issue is that that's what's happening. These aren't real people anymore. They're just programmed by what's the most shocking, what's the most evil, what thrills them. They're attracted to darkness. They're attracted to evil. And, you know, I'm profiling where this comes from. I mean, there's profiles, there's archetypes that the media programs. White kids, you're going to be into vampires and goth and the occult. Hispanic kids, you're going to be into hating white people who are the racist and the worst people on earth. Black kids, you're going to be into gangbanging and killing each other. Asian kids, you're going to be into computer programming. I mean, the media is literally trying to put people into these boxes in these programmed areas. I said I would give the number out and take calls, but what's the point? I don't even know if I'll get to your calls if I do. Let me continue here with some of the other headlines. That's just one article out of literally about 150. New Red Link, DHS supplier provides shooting targets of American gun owners. Whoa! I wish Watson would have called me when he learned this. Holy mackerel. Company produces cardboard cutouts of non-traditional threats, pregnant women, elderly, and children. See, I told you the Marines and Army would do these urban warfare drills where they practice shooting. Wow, they're really getting ready. Where they practice shooting human waves of U.S. citizens, mainly dressed as Southerners, as rednecks. White urban people are okay. It's white rural must be killed. And I noticed that they used the zombie motif as a cover. And now they have huge mass fire drills where the Army and the Marines, but also naval security and Air Force security, practice mowing people down in John Deere hats and overalls, but dressed up like zombies, so then it's okay. And the media goes, oh, they're having fun. They're practicing killing zombies. But now they're being given non-traditional threats for the police of a little boy with a gun and a pregnant woman. I'll never forget the Homeland Security AP, right after Homeland Security got set up in 2002, they said, in our training, we train them that priests can't be trusted, or pregnant women, or men wearing blue jeans, or who have cell phones. Oh, a mother with her child. No more hesitation. Young mother on playground. Kill her. Guys, print this for me. This is just, see, I already knew this was going on. You know what? You just handed it to me. I've got to get Watson. Oh, a mother in her, or a middle-aged woman in her robe in the bathroom, or is that the garage? I gotta call Watson. He probably has it in there. He's so sharp, but he should point out they're now doing zombie killing raids again, and then we can put links to Police 2000 where it wasn't zombies. And folks are like, you're practicing mowing down unarmed people who are rushing to a sign saying you can't take my guns or I want food. No more hesitation. Young school aged girl. NMH6. Yeah, see, that's to train cops in instinctive shooting where you don't think. See, video games got developed by the Pentagon in the 60s because about half the troops wouldn't kill somebody up close. And if you don't kill somebody up close, you become dead Marine, to quote Full Metal Jacket. You must hone your killer instinct. You must kill him before he kills you! Oh, the old good old boy with the 12-gauge shot. I love how all these people are white. Good. Well, you know who needs to be dealt with. I mean, it's the white people. The new white Al-Qaeda. All the training videos is minorities, who are the majority now, reporting on the whites. The whites. And now Jan Napolitano says the number one threat is white people. It's white gun owners. It's not Al-Qaeda. Globalists run them now. It's white people. They're going to kill us. Look at that evil lady. I mean, that is an evil white lady. Can we see more of the evil whites, please? Oh, my gosh. Man, I tell you, these will be popular at the evil white man. Good. Get rid of him immediately. No more hesitation. The little white kid, nothing worse than a little white kid. Woo.
Oh, I hate SWAT kids. There's nothing good. Fill them full of lead. Yosemite Sam's going to commit suicide. He's white and everybody knows he's bad. Well, he'll burn down the orphanage and shut down the old lady's home.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
See, everybody keeps wondering why every one of these mass shooters has been a first-person shooter video game addict in every case, and they've been on serotonin reuptake inhibitors or other psychotropic drugs. You mix those things together, people then give into the prevailing youth culture of devil worship and destruction, and then they think it's really cool to go kill little kids. And then you've got other cases where it's not a goth, but more of a drugged out person they're using as a graduate student who's got a DARPA mind control $30,000 a year grant. And then that, of course, is the Batman event. And the media goes, why does Jones keep connecting the shootings to the Batman after the fact and finding clues like Sandy Hook? We said before the movie came out that it was going to be a trigger for events. I recognize programming when I see it. People say, well, how do you know? It's like an eye of somebody who's into horses. You know, there's only a few of these guys out there who can go and tell you that's the stud horse you want to use or that's the horse you want to race. And they're like, well, how do you know that? I watched him. He's never been in a race before. We were going to use him for stud. I'm telling you, have that horse in there. And they will tell us why. I can't tell you why. I've learned the enemy. And everybody's been like the last few years, why does the military practice repelling zombie attacks in official drills? Because they know you're weak-minded and the troops are weak-minded. And it's conditioning to mow down groups of unarmed Americans and to dehumanize us. And you're like, wow, yeah, doesn't that make sense? Of course that's what it is. Because I know the whole psychology behind it. I'm not smart, folks. I've studied these people. That's what's so frustrating, is that they, in the 60s, they had pop-up targets for the troops. Non-enemy, okay, to try to get them to instinctively shoot from playing a game with a real firearm in a reactive situation going through a building, so that when they went out to have a real firefight and the enemy popped up, they just saw a helmet, you kill them. Now, they have been trying to get everybody ready to just kill the average American. So I've been to the urban warfare drills since 1997. Let's not exaggerate. I've probably been to 25 drills or so. I've had footage sent to me from hundreds. I made 4 films about them. And the Army and the Marines train with special units to test and create the leadership who were then sheep-dipped out to be cops, police chiefs, and others a decade later. We've tracked this pattern to who will kill people dressed up like my grandfather dressed on the farm. Overalls, coveralls, John Deere hat. This is America. You can't. They take them down. They line them up. They shoot them. And Marines that say, I'm not going to do this, well, they're just transferred out to hardcore combat and got a big vaccine lineup for you. Hope you enjoy getting enough shots to kill an elephant. Bye-bye, Sergeant Johnson. Yeah. Of course, those taking part of it don't even see the compartmentalization. Okay? And then they've created their giant army to do this, Brigade Homeland, which is a 378,000 auxiliary force. That's Army Times. 3 years ago, look it up. Brigade Homeland starts tour. What is it? November 1st is the headline. And how they plan to beef it up to 370 plus thousand by 2013. And now we're 2013. Well, that was 2011 or 2010, they said that. And now the big, this isn't some little site. This is Law Enforcement Targets, Inc., which touts themselves as one of the largest sellers of targets, industrial level. And look at the targets here. No more hesitation, pregnant woman threat. Punch this up for people here. Company produces cardboard cutouts of non-traditional threats, pregnant women, elderly, and children. Or we can punch it up on Infowars.com if the computer isn't working. A provider of realistic shooting targets, the Department of Homeland Security and other federal agencies for their 1.6, I'm sorry, now it's 2 million bullets, has created a line of non-traditional threat targets that include pregnant women, mothers in playgrounds. Guys, go have Weldon right now order a bunch of these. I want to order a bunch of these right now for the shooting shows. We can go illustrate this. And elderly American gun owners. Oh, got to take them out. Law Enforcement Targets, Inc. is a 21-year designer and full-service provider of training targets for the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. And, of course, and other law enforcement agencies out the country. Yeah, you don't want a, like a Taliban figure or a bank robber figure or a bad guy figure. No. You know, the guy with the scruffy beard with a gun out to a little kid. No. So you practice shooting him in the head. No. It's grandpa. It's a pregnant woman. Learn how to kill a pregnant woman. And to Pavlovian, have instinctive shooting so that when you see the woman, you kill her. And of course, targets have always been about who are we demonizing? You know, the famous Osama bin Laden targets. Well, now it's the pregnant woman. And don't worry, every single one of these evil people is white. And that's the most important part about all the new Homeland Security videos. The training videos are everyone is white is a terrorist. Everyone who's not white is the good guy reporting them. And then you've got all the TV shows to back it up, the dramas where the terrorists are white gun owners. And the WWE says Alex Jones is an evil white person as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least the freeway.
The United States and the rest of the world is literally bathed in anti-human, anti-family division and propaganda. And the establishment is fully trying to declare the Tea Party discredited, demonized, destroyed, because even though it's not been perfect, it was founded really by Ron Paul, myself, and others, and taken over by the Republicans. They tried to infiltrate it. They have failed, and it's getting a lot of constitutionalists elected to Congress who are pro-Constitution and even anti-war, in the case of people like Walter Jones, who's really woken up. And so you've got Karl Rove, the whole system, coming after it. And that's why you've got CNN, WWE Wrestling, run by the McMahons, Republicans. You've got Karl Rove all over Fox, Fox broadcasting WWE Wrestling, demonizing myself, but even Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck saying we're racist. and then the Mexican with the Mexican flag defeats, you know, our champion. This is meant to create division, just like they have prisons set up along racial lines to control the population. America and the rest of the world is becoming one giant prison. That's why we say prisonplanet.com. But this new DHS supplier provides shooting targets of American gun owners. Company produces cardboard cutouts of non-traditional threats. Pregnant women, old men, farmers who've got to be killed by the police. And again, paper targets of images were created in the 40s to create instinctive shooting, and by the 60s, video games to make people not hesitate and kill. Because they can't move to combat robots on the ground quick enough, and all the aircraft being combat drones where you're just killing a blip on a screen. So before they get to that point, they need to dehumanize and prepare for the new domestic ground war that Homeland Security has been pushing with now over 2 billion bullets. Now we're going to talk about very mysterious murders and murder-suicides and the fact that now within minutes of Breitbart being killed, they said, oh, it's natural causes, when no doctor had ever said that, and he wasn't even cold yet, less than an hour after he died. They killed so many people. I'm going to talk about it in a moment with Wayne Madsen, Pulitzer Prize winners, exposing things. That this is how they'll kill me. And I will never commit suicide. I will never hurt my family. I barely even over the years spank my children. And I would never even enter my mind in a trillion years. But the thing they do is they kill you and they kill your family. And they're doing this more and more. And so we're going to be talking about that with former NSA officer and syndicated columnist Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com here in just a moment. Wow, there is so much to get to here. Briefly, this broadcast is listener supported. That means spreading the word about our AM and FM affiliates, supporting their local sponsors, or becoming a sponsor. It means going to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and buying the InfoWars.com shirts, the Tyrant Obama shirts, the Come and Take It AK-47 with the Constitution, Second Amendment inside of it. We've got 2 different new types of camouflage InfoWars.com hats. We've got some of the February issue of the magazine left in bulk, or you can subscribe. It's all at cost. Big color glossy magazine, 60 pages, great way to wake others up. The Pro Pure water filtration with the Pro One gravity-fed colloidal silver impregnated that removes or reduces to 95% hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is none of the other filters can do. They just take out some of the sodium fluoride. All available, discounted 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code WATER. You get 10% off. Or when you call, be sure and tell them about promo code WATER with all the Life Straw, you name it. All the best products that I've researched, that I use, that I believe in, all discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. But just remember, the more you buy from us, the more you support our sponsors, I can hire more crew, I can make more films, more powerful nightly news, more powerful research. We are the best there is. Doesn't mean we're that great. But we are the best there is. And that means we've got a very serious responsibility to fight the globalists as hard as we can. Plus, they could kill me anytime. And I don't think that'll happen because of your prayers and because of the fact I'm so vocal and clear about all this. But they don't care. You know, they'll burn down Dorner's cabin and say, we're going to burn that house down. Yes, bring the fire. We're going to burn it down. Okay, the burners are placed. It's lit. Okay, it's on fire. Okay, we burned it down. And then say, we never said that. You're a conspiracy theorist. And that it's supporting Dorner to say they executed him. So that they could do anything. I mean, they could blow my head off on national TV and said I did it. And, you know, Obama could do it. They'd say, Obama did. He could blow my head off and then say, I did not blow his head off. On national TV, on the stage at the Super Bowl, he could blow my head off and then say, Alex just blew his own head off and killed his family. That's the level of mind control that some of the public is under. And they're trying to get to that lawless point where they can do whatever they want. You know, Gary Webb 6 months before he died, I'd had him on a few times, a Pulitzer Prize winner, and I called him up because I was doing my own producing at the time. You know, setting up in radio, it's not like in TV, the producer owns the show and finances it. In radio, the producer sets up the guests, basically. And I was producing my own show, and I called him up, and he said, oh, yeah, listen, I don't want to come on for about 6 months. My book's going to come out, you know, that totally proves government drug dealing. You know, they tried to discredit me and stuff, but I never backed down. My Pulitzer Prize and the Dark Alliance. And he said, and then he talked to some of his friends and family who I was talking to about a film. They're like, yeah, Gary's really freaked out right now. He caught guys climbing out of his house, special forces types, sliding down from the second floor, commando style on the water drains. Definitely special ops. He's getting threats, but he's going to get this book out. And about a month before the book came out, they shot him twice in the head. And the police instantly said, he killed himself. Here's the suicide note. Same thing with the D.C. madam, fake suicide note. I even got a copy of her handwriting. Wasn't even close. Okay? The Arkin sighting with Fannie Malik, where people would be shot 15 times, you have their arms and legs cut off, and he'd rule it a suicide. You know, little kids killed. He'd rule it, you know, little kids with gunshot wounds in them and lay on railroad tracks. Because Amina, Arkansas, and I've interviewed the people that were there. You know, the guy that wrote the book about it, Terry Reed, who was there and witnessed the government and the cocaine and Bill Clinton and the aircraft and all the rest of it, there at MENA. And he's only alive because he wrote a book. And he waited, got it out, kept quiet until the book came out. So we're in a business here of defending liberty that is absolute life and death. I mean, I want you to understand, this isn't a game. Wayne Madsen, who worked at the NSA, he does the Capitol Beat and National Security. You see him on C-SPAN a lot, National Press Club. He had to leave last year for about 3 or 4 months because he was told by his government sources they've got a head out on you. And just by going public and then leaving for that window, that protected him. And I've had people call up, just to be clear how real the New World Order is, myself and my wife, and tell us things we were just talking about so they know it's serious. This has happened to me 3 or 4 times, happened to her 3 or 4 times. Actually, more than that. And, you know, it's just like a movie. They'll go, you were just talking about this with your mother. Now do you understand? I'll cut your frickin' head off. You understand, you bitch. We're going to kill you and your family. I mean, that's the kind of stuff this is. That's who runs this country, okay? Trump, with special ops designed to scare you as much as they can. Now that little dog's in the backyard. I'd like to chop your head off, bitch. Okay? That's, and you're like, they see my dog. They know my dog. They're listening right now. Okay, I hope your dad dies in the hospital. They like to call, too, and you've had a tragedy because they're trying to cause a chain reaction. That's who runs America. Let's just stop being naive about this, okay? People that make Linda Blair look like a sweetie cake run the country. Okay, people with a direct line to Beelzebub run the country. They run Al-Qaeda. They run the New World Order. Look at the television. Everything wholesome, they demonize. Everything evil, they promote. Abortion is a right. Oh, it's so wonderful. Let's chop up some babies. Now, that said, we're going to have Wayne for 5 minutes the next hour, then Max Kaiser. Let me give you the background on this. Document cam shot, please. Former airline pilot and conspiracy theorist. See, it's okay, because he's a conspiracy theorist. He didn't trust the government. He wrote a book. He worked as a contract pilot for black ops. And that's why they had government people, the mainstream admits, take everything out of his house after he was dead. National Security came and took everything out of the house. Former airline pilot and conspiracy theorist shot dead his 2 teenage children and his dog before turning the gun on himself. Because the police say so. The neighbors all say he was great and super nice and didn't even keep his gun loaded and said he was being followed because of his book, The Big Bamboozle, Philip Marshall, about Saudi Arabian intelligence tied into the U.S. government carrying out 9/11, which is admitted. I've had the head of the U.S. Embassy on who said they were ordered Springman to let the head of the visa unit let them in because they were really CIA agents. They were trained at U.S. bases. I talked to Colonel Marshall, the Defense Language School. He said, all I know is Muhammad Atta trained in my class. And he believed he was in danger, and he told people, I'll never commit suicide. And then look at his sweet little kids. Can you guys document cam this or actually punch it up? Yeah, sweet, beautiful, wonderful children, loving, kind eyes. He has loving, kind eyes. Dead. Not enough. You didn't want to kill him down the street. You wanted to discredit his book. Just like a drone, Obama says they can kill 200 people at a wedding to get one bad guy, they claim. Well, it's the same thing, collateral damage. You're going to kill Hodges all day, demonize them. How about the little redhead girl and her brother, huh? Let's grease them, huh? I bet they begged before you splattered their brains all over the place after you'd already killed Daddy. I bet they screamed and cried, oh, because the good guys run America. Oh, such good guys run. Yeah, let's show him mowing the yard with his son. This is what they do. They come to your house and they grease you and your family. Isn't that, Joe? Look at him with his baby son there. Because this guy knew too much and he flew and he was in black ops. And he was starting to speak out. So it's not enough to kill him. No, let's kill his family too. Excuse me. And then that ties into this article, police hunt two men after oil chief assassinated in Brussels. And within minutes of the ExxonMobil head of Europe, involving all the big green energy stuff, that's probably why he was killed, because that's a big scam. The head of it, men on motorcycles are waiting. They shoot him twice in the head. He hits the ground. They make sure he's dead. They jump on motorcycles and speed away. And the police say, we think it was just a mugging, even though they stole nothing. Precision assassination. Don't kill the wife, just punch her, because they weren't paid to kill her. Probably police department or people working for them. Because the real hit teams are usually on police departments. I give you Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com. I know I'm ranting here, sir. You've got the floor until we go to break. What is going on with these cases and the background? Because, you know, there's not many folks out there that experienced this. You and I worked for the D.C. madam. You warned her. I warned her. You know, we've interviewed a lot of people who end up dead. You get the death threats. I get the death threats. The audience out there doesn't understand. This is real. Wayne Madsen.
Well, I went out to Calaveras County, Alex, with very skeptical about what the police said, in this case, Calaveras County Sheriff. Coming back, there is absolutely no way that this man, Phil Marshall, killed his two kids, his 17-year-old son, his 14-year-old daughter, himself, and his little pet Shih Tzu dog, Suki. All dead, a single gunshot to each. Marshall's was in the left side of his head. Police said even before they had finished investigating the case, they permitted professional cleaners to come into the Marshall home to clean the premises. After that, there were two sets of vehicles seen at the Marshall home still conducting the investigation after the home was professionally cleaned.
Now this guy's background in black ops, I mean, I think that's why they were so scared of him.
Yeah, he worked at a lakefront airport before joining Eastern Airlines in the early 80s. He worked with Barry Seal, the DEA, CIA courier turned informant who was brutally shot to death multiple times, in his car in Baton Rouge on February 19, 1986. Seal was getting ready to testify about CIA drug money and cocaine smuggling and arms smuggling, and they found in the trunk of Barry Seal's car the private phone number, of course, of then Vice President George H.W. Bush. Phil Marshall was Seal's pilot after the government revoked Seal's pilot's license. He flew him around, and I found a photograph of a very young Phil Marshall, probably about 24, 25, standing next to the CIA Learjet parked at Mena, Arkansas. So
they were really worried. This guy put out a 9/11 truth book, really fingering the Saudis for being heavily involved. And he was really, it's in the news that he was worried for his life. And you talk to the local cops. I guess they're so cowardly, they're going to go along with the official story.
Well, the sheriff, they're not talking to the press. They're in complete seal lips mode. I talked to several of Phil Marshall's friends and neighbors. Unfortunately, he was estranged from his wife, but it was very amicable. The thing that really is puzzling is he told people that he had this 9mm Glock, but he said, a lot of good it'll do me. I don't have any bullets for it. It was registered, so they knew he had it. But they found the sheriff, the only thing the sheriff leaked out was that they found Phil Marshall's wedding ring on a box of that 9mm ammo at the scene. And everybody who knew him told me, they said, Phil hasn't worn a wedding ring since he was separated from his wife. So where did the ring come from?
I saw this with that state senator. She called me. We need to look up her name. Redhead, nice lady. She was fighting CPS, taking kids. And she called. She said, I have the proof. I have the documents. The bounty's on kids. I'm ready to come on next week. She called the producer. And that was a Thursday. She said, I'm ready to come on next week. They have a bounty on certain kids. I have the proof. We've got them. We're going to save the kids. Her and her husband shot and killed themselves that Saturday at their house. I mean, I see this all the time, Wayne, and yeah, it's very, very dangerous. I mean, they kill you, they kill your family, and then they blame you for it.
Right, and there was no suicide note in this case. Everyone who knew Phil Marshall said he was an easygoing guy. Interesting thing I picked up is that he told a very good friend of his that he said, wait till you see my next book that's coming out. I really got some shocking stuff in it. He was working on yet another book. The question is, what happened to his computer? What happened to his files? I went to the front of his home, and there, right by the front door, were a bunch of empty banker's boxes. I took a photo of it. I got it up on the website. But either they had one too many boxes to haul the files out, or they had taken the files from these boxes and left the empty ones in front of the house.
And why slaughter the kids now? Now that they like to kill the family now that they can. Is it to demonize the subject or be able to shut the whole scene down?
Yeah, it's to make the murder-suicide look plausible. That you've got a guy who's a ticking time bomb. Some of the local papers were terribly vicious against Marshall. The Union Democrat out of Sonora called him, a killer.
It's a great way to demonize 9/11 truthers and, quote, conspiracy theorists.
Absolutely.
Well, another victory for the New World Order. I bet they really enjoyed killing those little kids. Just like the drones do every day, it's all part of the freedom. But the government loves us. I forgot. The 2 billion bullets are to take care of us. Stay there, Wayne Madsen.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pill combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Our investigator, Wayne Madsen, traveled to the home of Philip Marshall, who was a clandestine black ops pilot with the CIA, that's undoubted. And he had written a book, The Big Bamboozle, United States Intelligence Community. And for that, his children have been murdered. And he has been framed. Some of the headlines at Infowars.com. Before we go back to Wayne, Sheriff warns of Second American Revolution. If gun grabbers get their way, very powerful video, very powerful article. Reporting on our interview yesterday, DHS supplier provides shooting targets of American gun owners. It is preparing for the gun confiscation war. Homeland Security, this is one of their vendors. Police claim Lanza in direct competition with Norwegian shooter Breivik. Democrats introduce a bill to allow police to search homes of gun owners without warrants. WWE creates racist wrestler, demonized Tea Party, and Alex Jones. That's just some of the insane stuff happening. Wayne, I want to talk to you more about this guy in this short segment, the little segment we have ahead of Max Keiser joining us, thewaynemadsenreport.com, invaluable information. You've dealt with this. I've dealt with this. Many people we've known, like Gary Webb, the D.C. Madam, they murder. I mean, it's really creepy, and it seems like there's an increase in murders going on this way. In a larger area, what do you think's happening? Then we'll get back into this case and you traveling there and getting the dirt on what happened.
Well, I'm afraid what we're becoming like Argentina in the 1970s with people who were disappeared in plain sight, hundreds and hundreds, journalists, politicians, priests, you name it.
And that's NDAA. I noticed since he did that, we're seeing more of it. I guess they tell them it's legal to kill us now.
Right. So my fear is that that's what's happening here. And we've got this complicit press media. I mean, there's a couple of small papers out there. As I mentioned, one in Sonora, the Union Democrat, really went after Marshall.
Oh, they love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other paper, the Calaveras Enterprise, I thought was as fair as they could possibly be with limited resources. I mean, it's a 150-year-old paper that's struggling.
Well, see, you can't officially say government might have killed him because government only gives, you know, people little sweetie kisses, you know, at bed at night. But, I mean, it's despicable. They could do this to you or I.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as you said, I got a couple of these threats myself, and I always have to look out for myself. And I have to say that Marshall did tell some of his friends that, you know, he wasn't a paranoid person, but he's on occasion he would mildly say, yeah, I got to always look behind me. I got to always worry about my safety. And one of the things, too, is that some of the talent, although his friends, Marshall's friends say there's no way this man killed his two kids, who he did everything for, and himself. But some people in the community, obviously being tipped off by the police, are putting the word out. And I'm reading from a posting on a local website out there. It says, if you're asked, and this is to members of the press, you tell them that Phil Marshall was diagnosed as a mentally ill person who got his hands on a gun.
So the establishment's putting out talking points now.
Absolutely. So, the idea, Phil Marshall was not diagnosed in any sort. He did have a little issue with depression some years ago, but the only thing he had been treated for with any sort of medication recently was a bad knee.
Here's the bottom line. Yeah. Look at the mobile executive being killed, and within minutes, he's killed execution style, and the police go, no, there's nothing suspicious. It's a mugging.
Well, absolutely. And the fact is, Marshall was a little different. After all, he had written these two books about 9/11. He had written this book about the CIA and DEA and out of Lakefront Airport, including one of his friends said that after Phil Marshall went to work for Eastern, and he switched from Eastern after Frank Lorenzo took over Eastern. Phil Marshall was the kind of person who would not work in a company where the new owner was trying to kill off the union. So
we'll be right back. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.